This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, we saw a little strength in dairy prices last week, particularly on cheese. We also saw a partial shutdown of the government on Wednesday, although by the time this airs, it could be open again. What is your read on things?
Yeah, that works well. Good question. I'm not going to touch the government shutdown. At the moment, obviously, it's going to change what reports and what information we can have access to. And of course, people are furloughed. And obviously, there's a lot of uncertainty around that and how long it lasts. So I'm not real sure how that's going to play out. But as far as the markets are concerned, as far as dairy markets are concerned, there's a lot of strength coming back into the markets, actually, as we start the new quarter and the new month here. And I think what people kind of underestimate is just how powerful the fall season going into the winter, the holiday season is for dairy. And we've had some drastic down movements in prices, you know, Lee, and certainly like on butter. But now we've adjusted the price, and I think we're attracting a more substantial bid. I think butter can be exported in a very significant way now that prices have adjusted. And even though the world market has come down a little bit, I think we can, we're in the catbird seat to export butter, probably not so great on cheese, but we may have better domestic demand for cheese right now. So there is a different tone than the rather bearish or negative tone of September. The market has absorbed all this information. We have plenty of milk, we have plenty of cream, and yet prices, they're becoming a little bit more buoyant.
Of course, it comes down to that old question, age-old question, what is driving the market, demand or supply?
Well, I think it toggles back and forth. That's what it feels like this year. And so if we focus on supply, we tend to go down. And demand had cooled off a little bit. You know, there's no doubt that we've lost some export sales on cheese, for example. But I think demand ultimately is the finder of fact, the finder of price as we go forward. And we can see that after having spent several weeks in the low $1.60s for cheese. Now we're back, at least to start the month, back in the 170s. And I expect that, you know, the next 4 to 6 weeks, we have an opportunity here to see that demand kind of carry the weight for the market a little bit as companies and people, consumers especially, gear up for the holidays.
Thank you, Dave. As always, Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Our society today does not do a very good job at nurturing family ties or believing in our children.
Many children today are being raised in broken homes or are being neglected because their parents are too busy to give their children the attention they hunger for and need. Sadly, that forces our children to find other ways to get attention.
They may have the opportunity to find it in a coach or teacher, but many times they find themselves in dangerous or abusive relationships to other unfortunate activities that will get them some of the attention that they need.
We can set ourselves up for regular miracles by daily exercising a belief in people. Develop habits that send I believe in you messages. There are people around you who desperately need someone to believe in them. You can be that person.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
USDA researchers are using innovations such as artificial intelligence to locate microbes in irrigation surface water, contaminants that could cause a foodborne illness. USDA Radio's Rod Bain has more.
Cases of such bacteria on leafy vegetables almost 50 years ago found irrigation water providing pathways for microbes. But as USDA researcher Yakov Pachevsky and colleagues at the USDA Agricultural Research Station in Beltsville, Maryland, began studies incorporating artificial intelligence. Sensors emitting light waves both in water sources and through aerial drones collect data. Artificial intelligence crunching this data creates maps to break down contaminants at microbial levels. Pachevsky says while technology provides broader sources and breakdowns of information, the human element at the farm level continues to be an essential factor. And Pachevsky says these technologies are approaching broader use and application.
All the components that we are looking now are commercially available. So it's just a matter of companies or consultants or groups of enthusiasts just taking this thing, combining them together, and beginning to use it.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.